How's the whistle go?
If we just let it whistle, just like it was calling something,
mm-hmm.
Like they used to call a horse for whistling.
Could you do this?
I don't know whether I could or not, but generally just, come on!
Just like a dog.
You know, hurry, or something like that, you know. And they have learned to come when we whistle is more so than any other way.
What about calling a calf? Any special way?
Shookie, shookie, shookie.
And what would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk?
Saw. Saw.
Okay. And if you wanted to get your horse that's ready to go somewhere, you said before you can hitch him up, you have to...
You got to curry him.
And then?
Put the bridle on him and put the harness on.
Okay. And what would you say to a mule, a horse, to get him to go left or right?
If you want him to go left, you say ha.
Mm-hmm.
If you want him to go right, you say gee.
Okay. What about if you want to get him started, you tell him?
Get up.
And to make him go back?
Back up.
And to stop him?
Woo.
And how would you call sheep? Did you ever hear anybody call sheep?
Never called a sheep, as I remember.
Mm-hmm. What about hogs?
Swoopy, swoopy, swoopy.
Uh-huh. And chickens?
Chick, 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 chicko.
And say that the inside part of a cherry... You know, the part that you don't eat, you call that the...
The proper name is the pit, but we always just call it the seed.
Mm-hmm. What about in a peach?
Peach seed.
Mm-hmm. And you know, there's that little part inside the seed?
A lot of people know it's the kernel. It goes by another name, too. I can't think of it now.
What about the kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of?
That's a press.
Okay. And the other kind?
That's a press or a cling seed.
Uh-huh.
Then you have the clear seed.
Mm-hmm. And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The core.
And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making?
Dried apples.
Do you ever hear them called snips?
No.
What different kinds of nuts grow around here?
This is a walnut, a hickory nut, the pecan, the chestnut,
mm-hmm.
and...
You know, there's the kind of nut that's shaped like your eye. I don't think it grows around here.
Buckeye, they call it.
Well, it's got another name, so it's a nut about like this. It's sort of white. I mean, the nut part is.
That's not the chestnut.
You'd buy it maybe around Christmas.
Oh, that's almond.
Okay.
We don't grow them here.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. The walnut, it's got two coverings on it. There's the soft covering that's on it when it first falls off the tree. It's green.
Yeah, that's a hull.
That's the what?
The hull, we call it.
What about the hard part that you have to crack?
Well, we're going to call that a hull, too, but...
Okay. And the part inside?
That's the kernel, or the nut itself.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of nuts that grow in the ground?
That's peanuts.
Any other name for them?
Goobers.
Okay. And a kind of fruit?
Penders. Mm-hmm. You ever heard them called penders?
Penders?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing as peanuts?
Yeah.
What about a kind of fruit that grows in Florida?
That's the oranges.
Okay. Say if you had a bowl of oranges standing somewhere, one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you say the oranges are...
The oranges are all gone.
And what sort of things would people grow in a garden?